Well, I believe that's our ring.
I don't as long, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, Thor. This is Lyman Abner.
Well, the old fellows have stumbled upon something that might be a clue towards discovering the identity of the baby boy who's been left in their care. Abner accidentally scraped some gilt coating off the locket that was around the baby's neck, disclosing a coat of arms inside the locket. As we look in our little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their jot-em-down store and library, still trying to figure out the meaning of this insignia.
Well, was Dick Huddleston sure that this coat of arms don't belong to no king, Lum?
No, he wasn't sure, but he didn't think it did. He said there's lots of other folks as kings that have insignias like this.
Did he look at this one good?
Oh, yeah. He even got out that magnifying glass he used and looked at it through there.
He did, huh?
But he said it more than likely just belonged to a fraternity or a sorority or maybe a lodge or something like that.
A lodge?
Yeah.
Well, that's silly, Mom. That baby's way yonder too young to join the lodge, and you know it.
Well, who said anything
about it? The rule says we can't take nobody in the lodge till they get to be 21 year old. Says it right in the rules. They got to be 21 year old.
Abner, I know the rules of the lodge.
Well, how did the baby get in then? I told you, you don't reckon that little rascal told a story about his age, do you?
Of course not.
Well, now, he might have, Lum. He's a smart little rascal.
Abner, he couldn't have did no such a thing as that. He can't talk hardly. All he can say is bye-bye and dada and water, and he can't say them very good.
Yeah, that's right, ain't he? Well, I don't know how he managed to get up then.
I never said the baby belonged to a lodge itself.
Oh, I know you never. I know it. Dick Huddleston was the one that said it. But I still think he's wrong. I know I've never saw the baby at none of the meetings, and he ain't paid no dues, or at least not that I know of.
Abner, Dick never said he belonged to the lodge neither.
Huh?
What's more, he weren't talking about our lodge here in Pine Ridge.
Oh, well, what lodge was he talking about then?
Well, that's something we got to find out.
Oh,
as soon as we find out what club or organization has that coat of arms for its insignia, then we'll have our first clue about who the baby is and where he comes from.
Uh-huh. Well, I still say he's a heap too young to join a lodge here or any place else.
Abner, it ain't the baby that belongs to the club. It's more than likely his papa or his uncle or somebody like that. Whoever it was had the coat of arms engraved on the baby's locket. That's how the baby happens to have it.
Oh. Well, if they went to all the trouble of doing that engraving, well, what'd they go and cover that with that gold paint for? We couldn't hardly see it at first.
I don't know. That's another one of the peculiar things we got to figure out.
Yeah, we ought to know that.
There must be something mysterious and secret about this club or whatever it is, or else they wouldn't want to hide the insignia this way.
Yeah. Well, I just don't understand none of it. Special how that baby ever passed himself off at 21 years old.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I told you.
The only way a young and here size could get to be that old is to be a midget, Lum. My doggies, wait a minute. You don't reckon he is a midget?
The baby a midget?
You know one of them little fellas that never grows up?
Granny, if that don't outcheck anything you've ever studied up.
Why didn't you tell me he was a midget,
for
Lum?
For goodness sakes, Dad.
My doggies, he sure don't look like one.
Howdy, Abner.
Come on, man.
Hey, whereabouts is the little king at?
King?
Yeah, Charity heard all about it from Elizabeth. Well, how does it feel to have a baby king in the family?
Well, that was sort of a mistake, Grandpap. Me and Abner discovered a coat of arms on that locket that was around the baby's neck, and we figured it might be a royalty of some kind, but Dick Huddleston said he's more than likely mistaken about it.
Yeah, Dick says that the baby belongs to some lodge. And Lum claims he's a midget.
Well, I don't claim no such a thing, Abner.
Well, that's what you said just before Grandpap come in.
I never done it.
You did do it too, Lum. I still think you and Dick both is wrong, though.
Hey, let us sort of get a word in edgeways here.
Oh, yeah, sure, excuse us.
How does it feel to have a baby king in the family?
Huh?
Grandpap, we just told you that was a mistake. We've seen this coat of arms, and that was all there to it.
Yeah.
What coat of arms?
The one on the locket we found around the baby's neck.
The baby king's neck?
She ain't no king, Grandpa.
Well, her master's a little rascal ass.
Oh, he's over at my place.
Yes, well, how does it feel to have a baby king in the family, Abner?
For goodness sakes, Grandpappy, if you'll just let us explain.
Grandpa, take a look at this locket here. Maybe that'll give you an idea of what we're talking about.
Here. Yeah. Yeah, a locket, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's to get this. Did you buy this for a present for the baby king?
Why, no, it come with him. Look inside of it, Grandpa. Open it up. Yeah, that's it. Just open it up. Yeah. Look in there.
Open side up, don't it?
Oh, yeah. Now, look here. See that drawing engraved there? No, over on this side. Look right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's an insignia, a coat of arms.
Here, Tom.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to goodness. That's peculiar, ain't it?
What's peculiar?
I saw this insignia somewhere. I don't know where, but I know I have somewhere.
You have? Whereabouts was it, Grandpa?
I just can't recollect now. Let's see, where was that at? I saw it somewhere, so I know that.
Well, thank hard, Grandpa. You've got to recollect where you said.
Thank hard, Grandpa. This is the most important screw we've got. Is it the only one we got?
Yeah.
I see now. Wait a minute. I know. It was in the paper. That's where it was at.
The paper?
Yes, sir. You fellas got a copy of this week's paper around here somewhere?
Why, sure, yeah, we got one. It's right over on the library table. Come on, let's look it over real quick.
Now, wait a minute. You must be mistaken about that, Grandpap. A coat of arms wouldn't be in the paper. I think you're a little mixed up.
No, I ain't. No, I saw it in there. No, I did. Very same insignia like this one in the locket there. The very same one.
Yeah, well, here's the paper, Grandpap. Now, show us whereabouts you seen it at.
Yeah, I'll show you. I've seen it if I can find it here. I'll show you Milford A. Spears don't get mixed up, neither.
Well, hurry up.
I gotta see this before I believe it.
Yeah, was it in an article or was it in the advertisement?
Hey, Jeff, now let me concentrate here. Well, I do know.
Did you find it?
Yeah, listen to this. Mr. and Mrs. Ira Hodgkins and son Dillard journeyed to Cherry Hill yesterday to visit relays. Ira appointed Floyd Erda to take his place as fire watcher during Ira's absence.
Well, what's that got to do with the coat of arms?
Oh, yeah. Now, where else did I see that thing? Forgot about that. I'm sure it's here somewhere.
Well, hurry up. Look at the paper over
the page.
Yeah. Yeah, look it all over. Hurry up.
Near as I can recollect, it was, for the land's sake.
Now, what's the matter?
Everett Colton and Buford Adams enjoyed a fishing trip over the weekend.
Oh, my.
They report a nice catch of 13 perch and a auto tire, which they turned over to the rubber salvage committee.
Well, what of it, Grandpa?
Well, Buford's a very dear friend of mine, Abner.
Oh.
He's got a sister-in-law in Indiana. Melissa's her name.
Yeah, well, we ain't interested in that.
Yeah, sir, they tell a funny incident about Melissa. Funny experience.
I do.
It seems that about 2 months before her and Buford's brother got hitched, Melissa got to worrying about whether she'd have enough nerve to go through the wedding ceremonies or not.
Grandpa.
She feared she'd get scared and lose her voice and not be able to say, I do. So she went out and bought herself a parrot.
A parrot?
Yes. Well, she done. Bought herself a talking parrot.
Ah.
Now, sir, Melissa set up with that parrot day and night, learning him how to recite the whole wedding ceremonies.
Huh.
For goodness sakes, Grandpa, we ain't got time to listen to this.
No, what about that insignia there? Where'd you find it?
Don't interrupt me, Abner.
Oh, my.
Now, sir, after the parrot learned how to recite all that wedding lingo, him and Melissa had practiced all day long. Him saying, do you take this lawful so-and-so-and-so-and-so, and her answering, I do.
Grandpa, now, you can't make us leave no such a story.
To goodness, it's one day the parrot disappeared and Melissa was so broke up over she wouldn't go through with the marriage till they found Clyde.
Clyde?
Yeah, that was the name of the parrot.
Oh, yes, sir.
Buford's brother hunted everywhere for Clyde, but he couldn't find him nowhere. So natural, Melissa wouldn't go through with the wedding.
Grandpap, give me that paper. I'll look for the coat on.
Yeah, take it, Lon. See if you can find it in there, Summers, and hurry up.
Yes, sir. Buford's brother got hopping mad. He'd made his mind up that him and Melissa was going to get married, and he wasn't going to let nothing stop him.
Wow.
So, one night he sold Melissa in his car and drove clean down across the Mexican border.
Paddle.
That's the truth. They seen a sign there that said, speedy marriages at low rates. So they went inside, and guess who was in there doing the marrying?
Yeah, I know. You don't have to tell me. The parrot.
No. Oh, that's silly, Evan. Of course it was.
Huh?
It was some Mexican fella named Senor or something or other.
Oh. Well, did Melissa ever find the parrot?
No, she never did that. The last she ever heard of him was he was running for justice of the peace in some small town in Nevada.
Justice of the peace?
Yes, sir.
My dog, is that going too far, Grandpap? You can't make us believe no
thing. Granny's having a Grandpap was right.
Huh? Of
course I'm right. Some town in Nevada. I know that. I recollect it.
I don't mean that. Look here, Abner.
Huh?
There's that coat of arms, all right, right here in the paper. See, there in the one ad column.
Well, I do know. That's it, just as sure as the world. What does it say there, Lon? What's that right now?
Well, it don't say nothing, Harley.
Huh?
Just that picture of the coat of arms, and underneath it, it says, Box number K691W, Kansas City.
Kansas City?
Now, what in the world can that mean?
I know. I got it. What is it, Grandpa? The name of that town in Nevada was Dry Creek Junction. Yes, sir, that's what it was, Dry Creek Junction.